the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
According to almost all of the reputable national polls out there, show that Obama is ahead in most of these key battleground states. That's obviously disconcerting to a lot of Republicans. Some of them, like Karl Rove, for example, have repeatedly gone out there and suggested that these polls are biased against the Republicans because they're oversampling Democrats, for example, as opposed to Republicans, and as a result, don't trust these polls. They're not reliable. So, you know, and so it's sort of convenient for a lot of these Republicans, like Karl Rove, to go after the NBC poll or the CBS poll, the ABC poll, or the CNN polls for that matter. But what they don't say is that the Fox News polls are showing almost exactly the same thing. Fox has a good poll. The good polls, for example, their most recent battleground states, Ashley, in Ohio and Virginia, show Obama ahead of Romney by 7 points. In Florida, the Fox News poll shows the president ahead of Romney by 5 points.
Here's Wolf Blitzer talking about some of the controversy around the polling that's being done and how some of the polls, no matter where you go, all seem to be pretty much the same, at least over this weekend. That's the way they've shown up, and that's what we are discussing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour of info based on what's happened on talk radio stations and talk television. In fact, much of what we talk about on Monday morning has to do on the countdown with the Sunday morning news programs on the major network. So let's get started with a review of some of that and your thoughts and calls, always at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. From Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Christie thinks after the first debate this week, the presidential race will be a completely different situation.
I don't hear very many Republicans these days who think Mitt Romney is doing very well. What's your take here?
Well, listen, he's had a tough couple of weeks. Let's be honest. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and come on this morning and sugarcoat the last couple of weeks. They've been tough. But here's the great news for Republicans. We have a candidate who is going to do extraordinarily well on Wednesday night. The first time he has the opportunity to stand on the same stage with the President of the United States, and the first time a majority of the people who are going to vote in this race will have an opportunity to make that direct comparison and see the two of them. And when they do, I've seen Mitt Romney do this before. He's going to come in Wednesday night. He's going to lay out his vision for America. He's going to contrast what his view is with what the president's record is and the president's view for the future. And this whole race is going to be turned upside down come Thursday morning.
Well, if he's had such a hard time so far, why suddenly will it be a whole different deal?
Well, because I think it is a whole different deal. What he's going to be doing on Wednesday night is not going to be filtered by anybody. It's not going to be spun by anybody or filtered by anybody. The American people are going to get 90 minutes to look these two men right in the eye in their living rooms and make a judgment about their visions for the future, their experience and their records, and be able to say, who do we trust the most to be the President of the United States during these incredibly challenging times? And I just know, I've watched Mitt Romney do this, and so have you, Bob, over the course of every time he was backed into a corner in the primaries. He came out with a great debate performance because that's where he shines. And he's going to do a great job on Wednesday night.
Governor, I certainly take your point, and I respect your opinion. But talking about being spun and so forth, it seems to me most of the problems Governor Romney's had thus far, he has created for himself. For example, this tape where he said he's just basically writing off 47% of the electorate. That was not the campaign. The governor himself said that was me. Is that thing really hurt him?
You know, Bob, I just don't think so. I really don't. I don't think a majority of the American people are focusing on that. And here's what I think the American people and their voters are much smarter about than we give them credit for. They know that political candidates at times, when they're being taped every minute of the day, are going to say things inartfully. Now, I mean, let's face it. This president of the United States said when he was running 4 years ago that he was campaigning in all 57 states. Do any of us really believe that the president doesn't know that we only have 50 states? Does that mean that he's not smart? I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. He misspoke. And I think what Governor Romney did was inelegantly say something. He's admitted that. But here's what I know he really believes. What he believes is that everybody in America should have skin in the game. Everybody in America has to be part of a shared sacrifice to create opportunity for greatness again for our people and our country. And he's going to convey that message on Wednesday night clearly and directly to the American people. And I'm telling you, Bob, Thursday morning, you're all going to be scratching your heads and saying, wow, we have a barn burner now for the next 33 days.
Let's hope so, because the the last 33 days, the last 33 months have been oof. So 800-510-8255. What do you think the prospects are for your candidate this week in the presidential debate? From Fox, Chris Wallace talks to Mitt Romney's running mate, Congressman Ryan, about the debate and whether it's important or not.
For the last, 6 months, the Romney campaign has said this is a referendum on Barack Obama's record. Now you're saying it's a choice.
It's not a change in strategy. It's a phase of the campaign we've now entered into, because I think it's important. The president is trying to paper over his problems. The president has been trying to mislead and distort the record. It's a failed record. We think it was very important to point that out. Look at unemployment. Look at our poverty rates. Look at the 23 million people struggling for work. But now, at this phase of the campaign, we think it's critical that people understand it doesn't have to be this way. We can get our country back on track. Mitt Romney is offering the leadership and the policies and the principles that enable us to do that.
It is clear that you two, you and Romney, are trailing in the polls, especially in the key swing states. And there are a growing number of top Republicans who say that Romney needs a clear victory, not a wash, a clear victory on Wednesday, or else the donor support will start to dry up, and so will the grassroots support.
First of all, the polls are close. This is going to be a close race. Second of all, I don't think...
But you are trailing.
We're running against an incumbent president. We're running against an incumbent president with incredible resources. But more importantly, I don't think one event is going to make or break this campaign. Look, President Obama is a very... he's a very gifted speaker. The man's been on the national stage for many years. He's an experienced debater. He's done these kinds of debates before. This is Mitt's first time on this kind of a stage. I think what people
yeah,
are going to see...
23 debates during the primary.
I think what people are going to see is, who is Mitt Romney? Well, what kind of a president is he going to be? And what are the choices I have? That, to me, is what matters in this particular debate and all the debates, which is, I know what President Obama's done. I know all of these empty promises, broken promises. I know about the ugly, stagnant economy. What is Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan offering to get us back on track? And I think that's what we'll get out of Wednesday. And if we get that out of Wednesday, then the country understands the choice they have to make.
All right, so lots riding on Wednesday's debate. 800-510-8255. We're going through the discussions of the presidential race from the Sunday morning television programs, the news programs, and we'll get to some of the radio programs that are on over the weekend as well. With some of that material, we'll also discuss what's going on in the Middle East and a particular, disturbing is the right way of using an analogy for the usual old the California car chase that doesn't end well. That's later on this hour of the countdown.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV 825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing the presidential race from the perspective of the Sunday morning news and information programs, the interview shows. I was thinking back to last year at this time when voters, by an 18% majority, thought Barack Obama was toast. It's a pretty close race right now. No matter how you look at all of the numbers, I'm looking at a chart right now that shows what potential voters think, and it looks pretty close no matter how you slice it. And certainly with, 6 weeks to go or however many days there are, 5 weeks, much can change. Here we go to CNN, where Howard Kurtz talked to political analyst Christina Freeland and Anne Marie Cox and Ramesh Ponnuru, who discussed the news coverage of the debates.
The debates, very important, mass audience, no question about it. But are the media guilty of giving the impression that one candidate or the other could score a big knockout?
Well, I think it's natural for us in the media to really focus on the debates because it's something on the diary. It's something that we can all cover and prepare for. Having said that, I think this debate is really, really important for a couple of reasons. One is we are operating in this really polarized media environment, and this is a very rare opportunity to see the two candidates on the same stage facing the same questions. So I think that it's a very valuable and increasingly rare in the American political and media discourse chance to see them side by side. That's really important.
No question about that, Anna Marie Cox, but the pundits, of course, love to portray it as a boxing match. We will score it for gaffes and who looked at his watch and that sort of thing.
Agreed.
But how often do these encounters really live up to the advanced drama?
Hardly never, I think, as far as I can tell. I mean, the thing about debates is, I mean, this is a cliche at this point. Romney had a lot risk to risking going in, a lot to lose going in. Most of the time, debates don't really move the needle that much. And actually, content does matter here as well. Romney's quote about the 47% made a difference because of what it was about. You know, the fact that it was at a fundraiser, who gave the fundraiser, all the optics that we want to talk about, the campaign strategy we want to talk about probably isn't as important as what that felt like to the people he was talking about. If he makes that same kind of statement, I'm not even going to call it a gaffe. If he makes that same kind of statement, that will matter. I actually don't think they're apparently practicing zingers on people and whatnot.
I'm shocked to hear that because I think no candidates have ever done that before. I thought everything was spontaneous and unrehearsed.
And it probably works about as well as it does, you know, spontaneously.
Are the media, Ramesh, raising expectations too high for Romney? In other words, because he is behind in the swing state polls and all that, we are going to say that if he just holds his own against incumbent president, that's not good enough.
Well, I think that there is way too much commentary in that vein that, this is the last opportunity. Look, I think a fair reading of the polls averaged out suggests Romney is behind, but it's not an overwhelming gap. This isn't his last shot. It's not his last chance. No reason to say he's DOA if he doesn't score a knockout punch.
800-510-8255. Results. And the baseline's about the same as was suggested there. More from the presidential corner, the race for the top here on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a group of stories and items that pertain to the presidential race, including the debate that's scheduled for Wednesday night. We've heard from some of the television shows. Now let's turn our attention to some of the popular radio political shows, including this one hosted by Esme Murphy. Here there's a discussion with Dave Schultz, who is a political analyst, about the, again, understanding the polls.
If the polls continue on the trend they are, it kind of looks as if there's no way somebody's going to get the popular vote and then not get the Electoral College, because right now it looks like Barack Obama is doing very, very well, not just in these national polls, but in these individual state polls, these key state polls in Florida and Ohio, those kinds of states. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, there's sort of two thoughts here. First, you're right. In general, the polls seem to be moving in Barack Obama's direction. You know, I've seen some polls range anywhere from saying 4 to 5 point lead to some as much as an 8 point lead nationwide. And then in terms of the state, you know, we're down to what looks like about eight states, which are really critical swing states. You mentioned some of them: Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Michigan, and so forth. And in several of those states, Barack Obama, again, in three big states at this point, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, Barack Obama appears to have near double-digit leads in terms of 10-point leads. And if he were to have those kind of leads, that's pretty hard for Mitt Romney to overcome. Now, I say all of that because at the same time that the polls are increasingly saying that Barack Obama is pulling away, there are many Republicans who are sharply critical of many of those polls in terms of claiming that they're pretty inaccurate. And I'm going to sort of chime in and say that some of the polls do have some problems at this point.
800-510-8255. Mr. Obama said Romney's a good debater, I'm just okay over the weekend. And the Obama camp promised no zingers at the debate this Wednesday as well. Here's Talko's John McDonald with political consultant Dennis Bailey. They talk about why Bailey thinks it's unlikely that Mitt Romney will be able to turn things around.
You know, it's about a little more than a month before the election, which, as you said, is, it's like an eternity.
Yeah, it is.
Can anything change? But you think Obama has it in the bag.
Barring any, you know, major flare-up in the Middle East or some screw-up in the debate, I think it's his. It's his. I hear these Republicans always, well, it's like 1980 and Reagan came out of nowhere. Well, things have changed so much. And you have to remember the hostage crisis was going on in Iran at the time. That was a big deal. I think, personally, what the biggest change has been in the news media, where in 1980, you didn't have this wall-to-wall coverage of the presidential race 24 hours a day, you know, MSNBC and Fox News and CNN. People have pretty much gotten acquainted to these guys. In 80, when they came together in a debate, for a lot of people, that was the first time they saw them really on the same stage together and got...
They could do side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, and really came to know them in the debate. The debates this time around are just not going to be that significant unless somebody really, you know, blows it.
So despite that, I mean, I fault the press in this case.
Well, you know, the press, they love to say it's close. You know, they love to look at these, and I think you were talking about it earlier.
It gets people to tune in.
Yes, and you have to look at the electoral vote. I have this app on my iPad where you can play games. You know, you can, you know, run around and turn the states red or blue and see, play what-if games. But I play that game, and it is very hard to make Romney win. I mean, because
leaning in, the electoral
state. Yeah, you can give him Florida, you can give him Pennsylvania, and you can still see how Obama can win. I can't make him win without Ohio. You know, he's got to have Ohio. I think he's got to have Florida, too, and he may lose both of them.
800-510-8255. Why don't you get tired of all this BS listening to these guys and their crap? It really is amazing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue our overview. First one of the week, Monday morning, the countdown focusing on the presidential race, at least for now. Some more items of interest here in terms of audio from radio programs discussing presidential race and what some of the people said on the Sunday morning programs. Here's host Dick Giuliano, for example, talking to Paul Bedard from U.S. World and News Report about how some people are all ready to declare the race over even before the first debate this Wednesday.
You write that while there's great anticipation for the debates over at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, they've essentially declared this race over and President Obama the winner. Explain.
Yeah, you know, Larry Sabato, the quote meister, has the Electoral College essentially trending toward President Obama. He's got already, in Sabato's analysis, 290 electoral votes. That's victory. 270 is needed. There's 42 electoral votes that Sabato has up for grabs. Even with those, Romney can't win. And, of course, that's really just a continuation of what we have seen over the last month with the polls trending to Obama. Not so much the national polls, right? They're still split, but it's the state polls, you know, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, Florida, the key states that everybody's fighting over. So it all comes down to the debates.
By the way, if memory serves me correctly, Sabato is seldom wrong about these matters. We'll see.
And that's such a margin, right? So you got to expect that there's got to be some truth there, you think. So it comes down to the debates and whether or not the president is going to screw up, unlikely, or is Mitt Romney going to be able to connect? And that's, you know, what most of the debate analysis is. Not so much people remember the words. I mean, although we do remember, you know, there he goes again and things like that. But it's how does he come off?
And what about on the money front? Republican super PACs, we're told, have the money edge in buying ads. But we also read that the president has more money in his own campaign war chest compared to Romney's campaign cash. So how does that wash out?
Yeah, two things going on. I mean, the president has revived his fundraising. He's done a lot of fundraisers, and he finally beat out Mitt Romney. But a lot of that is because you've got first-time donors coming into the race right now because they're excited. Also, Mitt Romney is backed out of doing fundraisers and hitting the campaign trail a lot more. So it's still fairly even. But the super PACs, oh, my gosh. You know, in 2008, super PACs spent $10 million in the elections, five for Dems, five for Republicans. Now, the Republican super PACs have spent $119 million so far in just the eight battleground states. The Democrats have spent $15 million. Big surges, but unreal amounts of money just pouring in right now.
800-510-8255, underscoring that conversation, underscores how corrupt the system is, no matter which side you're on. How do we embrace a system that is this corrupt, is my question for you. 800-510-8255. All right, here's radio man Johnny Wendell talking to pollster Steve Singheiser. They discuss whether these debates starting Wednesday have any real material value at all.
The first debate between Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama is Wednesday. The question is this, to put it in the vernacular of the 1960s and Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane, Steve, is this going to mean S to a tree?
The answer to that is it might, but most likely it won't. For two reasons. One, there have been a couple statistical studies, including one, and I thought this was amazing when I saw the headline. It really threw me. Scott Rasmussen, who is the dean of right-wing pollsters, he's every Republican's hope and aspiration in this season where Romney's not polling well because they're the one pollster that's had Romney doing comparably well.
Right.
Scott Rasmussen on Friday, I believe it was, released a editorial saying, essentially, the debates don't matter. That statistically, polls have not moved very much as a result of debates, that it takes something very big happening in them to move the needle.
Okay.
And I tend on most levels to agree with him on that. You usually need a train wreck, and I don't think either of these guys necessarily are going to do that. The second thing is this election's been unusual in that there have not been, from a fairly early stage, very many undecided voters. So I don't know who I don't think you're going to see too many Obama people jump to Romney based on the debates, nor would I suspect vice versa. And that third group of truly undecideds just isn't very large in this election.
Okay.
Having said that now,
yes.
Now notice how I do that for a minute, and now I'm going to completely pivot the other way to cover my bases like any good pundit should do.
Okay.
Romney has to go big in this debate, given where not only the national polls are, and they're not too good for him, but really where those state polls are.
Yeah.
There's not a swing state that he is presently ahead in, even marginally, let alone comfortably.
Right.
He's going to have to do something that moves the needle, and the stories we're hearing out of Boston and the various attachés to the campaigns, the embedded reporters, is that he's planning on really being aggressive in these debates, and he probably has to.
Not a lot of garbage. I listen to these things because we want to have a representative sampling of what's going on in the air. Just garbage. Okay, so what do you think from the very first part of this hour, which in the last half hour focused on information from, let's say, the discussion Chris Christie had, suggesting that everything changes, it'll be upside down on Thursday morning, according to Chris Christie. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John McGinnis talking about all the fuss that's been made over the last couple of weeks. Actually, it's been going on for a couple of months, but the most recent information from Mitt Romney is his 2011 tax return, which came out, last week, I think.
Saw a lot of headlines about he paid 14% in income tax. That's less than most people pay. Well, there's a real good explanation for that. I mean, it's crystal clear and understandable to anybody who opens their mind to it. His income is overwhelmingly, in fact, it is so much so that it's almost exclusively investment income. So it's money that he earned and invested into basically a gamble. I mean, probably a pretty wise gamble, learned informed decision. Nevertheless, it was a risk he took with money he'd already earned and paid taxes on and got a return on that. $13 million in income. Again, the overwhelming majority of which was investment income. And he didn't use any loopholes. He doesn't look like he really had to, because it's all capital gains money that he had. He did donate $4 million to charity. And for whatever reason, only claimed $2 million of it in terms of deductions. So I think that's kind of interesting. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, the tax code allows for more, and for whatever reason he didn't. But the bottom line is, Harry Reid, who said that he had good information, had it on good authority that Governor Romney had paid nothing. Where's your apology there, Senator? Love to hear from him. But it's not going to happen, obviously. But the bottom line is, but for the number of digits left of the decimal point, his return looks very much like a regular business person's return. He has made huge money. There's no doubt about it. I don't see that as a reason for him to apologize, or a reason for any of us to dislike him or look at him as somebody who's not qualified to be president of the United States. On the contrary, I think it generally tends to suggest that he's got a pretty good mind for getting things done.
800-510-8255. Kathleen in North Carolina wants to go back to Mitt Romney talking about the 47%.
I really think the Romney campaign needed to sit back and let the rest of the United States, the people in the United States, think for themselves. Because his comment was right as far as I'm concerned, the reason I became a Republican. I became a Republican the day after Nancy Pelosi walked up the steps of the courthouse with that huge gavel in her hand, because I thought at that point the Democratic Party had left me behind, and I don't want to live under the heavy hand of the government. And that's exactly why I left the Democratic Party, or they left me. So I think he is completely right, and that there's a lot of people out there that have started taking help from the government. Some of them have to take help from the government, but some of them, and I see them every day at work and everywhere else around me, just say, I don't have to go back to work because I've got benefits coming from the government, and I think it's time to stop. So he's got my vote.
All right, there's one person. You hear that echoing from time to time. Let's move off of the presidential discussion figure by listening to a television program and a radio program. What's going on in Libya? That's up next here on the Countdown.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hey fans, Texican is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Texican presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exigen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, advising you to be afraid. Yes, that word afraid prevents people from doing lots of things. Therefore, I do want you to be afraid, because that means you have actually thought of things that are challenging. That is, you have actually thought of things that take a risk to achieve. And that's great, because we never, ever succeed unless we do something challenging, unless we begin to take a risk. But we can't do those things if we don't even think about them. So what I want you to do is take a list of things that you are currently afraid of. I want you to take a list of things that are challenging. I want you to make a list of things that take risk. And then I want you to say to yourself, you know what? Just because I'm afraid, just because I'm scared, doesn't mean I can't do it. Then I want you to pick one or two or three of them and get ready to get them moving off your list. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255, the countdown program. Now focusing on the Middle East and Libya. Interesting, after all that discussion of the presidential race and who has credibility, the Obama administration's accounts of the fatal attack on the compound there have left the president pretty exposed on national security and foreign policy. He'd been leading in those areas, according to the polls, but now not so, because there isn't an answer. There's not any consistency there. Here from a radio program hosted by Matt Murphy, there's a discussion with Jay St. Clair, who's a legal analyst, about the anti-Islam video and our whole discussion of freedom of speech here in this country.
Now we know that within 24 hours, the State Department literally had the name of an individual that was the mastermind of the pre-planned and pre-coordinated attacks. But that didn't fit well with the narrative. You know, they had just gotten done with their DNC convention. They were, you know, GM's alive and Osama's dead, right? And so they wanted to blame it on this guy. And it was amazing to me, Jay, you understand the Constitution, you understand the law, that the president went to great lengths to talk about how that film did not represent America. And that film was just, that was not representative of the beliefs of America. And I thought to myself, actually, that film is exactly representative of America. That even the most disturbing, and it's not, this thing is not what it's been described to be. It's not disgusting and disturbing, but it's more stupid than anything. But the concept of defending the most abhorrent speech is what America was founded on, is it not?
It is, but, you know, it's a troubling issue. There's two thoughts that I guess come to my mind. Is burning an American flag emblematic of America? And you know, in the way you're saying, yes, it is, isn't it, Matt?
It's quite, yes.
What a remarkable country we live in. When people can go into the public square and burn the American flag and nothing happens to them. And, you know, if people were to do that today, frankly, they probably wouldn't even draw a crowd.
That's right.
You know, because we really have become so tolerant about that. And the other thought that occurs to me, and this one's even a little bit more troubling, I think, is you'll know the name of the group. I don't know. It's a Baptist group, or so they call themselves Baptists, to go to these funerals of fallen veterans and put on the most awful demonstration. It's just awful, the things they say. And of course, the place they say it is just, it's just awful. Everything about it's awful. And, of course, people try to limit that speech to some extent, but it happens. I mean, in this country, we hold the freedom of speech.
800-510-8255. Here's from CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talking to Senator McCain about what he thinks needs to be done about these embassy attacks.
The deaths of those four Americans, including the American ambassador to Libya, on September 11th, Friday, we got the administration's sort of definitive statement that this now looks as though it was a pre-planned attack by a terrorist group, and some of whom were at least sympathetic to al-Qaeda. Why do you think and are you bothered that it has taken them this long from September 11th to now to get to this conclusion?
I think it interferes with the depiction that the administration is trying to convey, that al-Qaeda is on the wane, that everything's fine in the Middle East. And
you
the
think
fact,
it's political?
I think there's certain political overtones. How else could you trot out are you an ambassador to say this was a spontaneous demonstration?
Maybe they thought that at the time.
5 days later, that doesn't pass the smell test. It was either willful ignorance or abysmal intelligence to think that people come to spontaneous demonstrations with heavy weapons, mortars, and the attack goes on for hours. And there were warnings, as you know, because part of it, CNN put out part of Chris Stevens' diary. Look, things are going south all over the world. Look at this morning in Iraq. Miserable failure in Iraq. It's unraveling. Afghanistan, more insider killings. Because this president doesn't believe in American exceptionalism, and he keeps telling people we're leaving. Have you ever heard him say victory?
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Times work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to this next. Man, this is more of the kind of stuff that you don't want to wake up to in the morning. Apparently, over the weekend, Fox News aired a video of a driver who was involved in a car chase actually killing himself. So our first bit of audio comes from ABC, where Dan Harris reports on this coverage, the news media coverage of the news media following the driver, etc.
Fox News was doing live coverage of a carjacking suspect fleeing police in Phoenix.
I'm just not sure about this.
As the man pulls over on a dirt road, the anchor, Shepard Smith, sounds wary.
This makes me a little nervous, I gotta tell you.
The suspect, on foot now, runs and stumbles, gun in hand.
It's always possible God could be on something.
At this point, we're gonna pause the video as the man ends his own life. On Fox, however, they did not cut away on time.
Get off it. Get off it. Get off it.
My name is Doug.
After a hastily run commercial break and on-air apology.
And we really messed up. And we're all very sorry. That didn't belong on TV.
It was a particularly disastrous ending to what has become near daily fodder for cable and local news. From the O.J. Simpson slow speed chase to the toddler bounced out of a moving SUV. Police officials say live coverage of high speed chases is downright dangerous. Recent shots of bank robbers throwing cash out of a moving vehicle in L.A. sent viewers flooding into the streets.
You don't have to show it while it's live.
show it later. If you think there's some value to it, there's just as much value on a 10-minute delay as there is seeing it live.
Broadcasters push back that live coverage provides real-time safety information.
Running stop signs, running red lights.
And what's more, viewers want to watch these scenes.
Wow. Fox News source said the Studio B control room was in utter shock after the suicide. We're discussing the airing of a live suicide on Fox. Here's radio host Rick Mignotta with Michael Wolf talking about the car chase.
I keep Fox News on or CNN, depending, going back and forth, but I don't have time to pay attention. Michael, you were in the newsroom when this occurred. Would you tell everybody what you saw?
Right. Well, we keep Fox up in there, too, along with all the other networks, so we can see if anything, you know, is happening. And we had been watching this chase for almost an hour. Every time we'd look up, we'd see Shep talking about it, Shepard Smith. And, you know, normally they'll come to a crashing end or eventually the guy will give up. And it looked like it was coming to an end because the guy had driven off the highway onto a rural road. So
this was the Phoenix.
Yeah, in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And it looked like, oh, I figured, well, he's going to give up. And I had to come in here and do a newscast with you, and I keep looking up, and looking up, I go, oh, great, the guy's stopping, he's going to surrender. So I go on, and I'm doing my news in here, and I look up, and there's Shepard Smith just apologizing his head off. I went, uh-oh. And they're all out there, too, just stunned, shocked.
So the guy eventually...
What happened was, yeah, he got out of the SUV, started to run, fell down, kind of walked in a half circle with his back to the helicopter camera, takes out a pistol, puts it to the front of his head, and pulls the trigger and collapses right there. And poor Shepard, I don't know if you heard this cut, but he just lost it.
Well, it looks like he's a little disoriented or something. It's always possible a guy could be on something.
You can hear the crowd.
Get off it.
All righty, and he was just freaking out. And when they came back, he was just devastated that it got out on the air. I think there was a mix-up with the delay feed that he should have been watching.
And we really messed up. And we're all very sorry. That didn't belong on TV. We took every precaution we knew how to take to keep that from being on TV.
You know, can I just say, and I heard that it sounds genuine, but maybe it's just the skeptic in me, you know, watching the news every day. My first instinct is, did they really cut it as fast as they could? Do you believe, this has never happened before on television, has it?
Well, you know, I really don't know if it's happened before to this extent, but I know that I think he believed he was watching it in delay, and by yelling, cut it, it would have stopped it on the air.
Well, I wonder.
But I think everybody was watching exactly the same feed he was.
I wonder if they usually operate in delay.
Yeah, 5-second delay.
Yeah, like we do here in radio for obvious reasons. The skeptic. Technical part of me says, I wonder if somebody behind the scenes intentionally let it go and could have cut it off. That's horrible. And the question then comes up, should the media replay that?
If you're watching live coverage of a crime come down, as far as I'm concerned, there's a chance you're going to watch somebody die, even if they make every effort to stop it.
Okay, well, I don't know that I have to... There's much to add to that. It is pathetic. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. And that wraps up this hour of the basic review we have every day at this time of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented so-called political talk radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.